5 minutes behind schedule. As you'll be aware, the amendment is submitted in. So management of time is not difficult. Let me welcome you, one of the members to the committee. In particular, Honorable Singh, coming in here for the first time. I know there's Honorable Kahalo, Secretary. There's Honorable Kahalo, who keeps on saying he is not getting invited to the meeting. I think we should take note of that. And so welcome. The meeting itself, I think the purpose is very clear. We are coming here to adopt the report, but there's an agenda we must adopt first. Maybe before that, let's start with apologies, if there are any formal apologies. She is bereaved, so that's one formal apology. Any other?
Mr. Chair, our alternate member is Weaver. Okay,
that's all. Yes.
Thank you, Chair. Honorable Chair, for joining us a bit later. I really appreciate from another corporation.
Okay, noted. Can we then get a proposal for the adoption of the agenda as it is? Or is there any other view against that?
Chair, I move for the adoption of the agenda.
Is this any second?
Chair, I second the adoption of the agenda.
Looks like there's no contrary view. Then we'll follow it as it is. Is that a specific item? I know that there might be questions, comments, whatever, before we adopt. But this is an open meeting in the sense that whatever that you want to suggest, it can be tested if it can be included as an amendment before we adopt. In other words, we have an open attitude on the matter. And I'm not going to, I know you might not have got the report on time. You might listen to such comments, but I'm not going to read the report word by word. There's no time, unless then our attention is drawn to a specific area, then we'll look at it in that context. So I'll just go through page by page, allow space for people to make comments. And as we do that, the team is going to take notes so that with such amendments, then we can adopt the report. Page one, I think it's more background and introduction, but if there's any comment you'd want to make, then we'll note the hands and take such comments. Then the officials will take notes. It just talks about having considered the directive of the National Assembly to consider the report on its strategic plan, rural performance plan, budget allocation of the Department of Environmental Affairs. And I think that's what is critical, is that we are looking at Environmental Affairs Department. in the debate this morning, somebody had something from
picked up the wrong speech.
Yes. I assume that the slow hand in page 1, page 2. Okay.
Mr. Chair, I think this long paragraph on page 2 is leaping to conclusions that I haven't necessarily reached myself, saying the department is a high-performing organization. The reality is that the department nowhere in its presentation to us mentioned that it had received an adverse orders opinion. That is reflective of grave shortcomings in management. I've seen nothing to convince me that those shortcomings have been overcome. I don't think that paragraph should be there.
I think whilst we may not, it's not really an issue to disagree about. I think the department itself acknowledged that it has been doing well up to a particular point. When was this?
2016.
2016, somewhere there. Then it regressed. So I think it's captured in the. It's captured and. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. On page 1, I also just want to bring attention to the fact that an anthropocentric approach has been adopted by the department. I think that as there's more science and evidence to suggest that the value, the intrinsic value of the environment is actually far more effective if you take that into consideration than an anthropocentric approach in terms of environmental sustainability. So I don't entirely agree with the terms of reference or framework that's been used in the overview.
Yes. I'm not sure if you are picking anything.
I understand this. Instead of referring to it as anthropogenic, we could refer to it as sustainable. Then it becomes all encompassing because the South African Constitution, particular section 24, talks about sustainable use.
Yeah.
So we can shift from anthropocentric to sustainable.
Okay. Yes, anything in page 2 beyond the. I think we have noted the fact that I'm saying without going through that there was an acknowledgement that the department was best, and I think it is captured in here. At a particular point, they are specific in terms of what caused. I think what would be interested in as the oversight committee is to look at their turnaround and monitor that. But if you see anything that you might want to, from what you was commenting about, would they mention that it is the department, what did it say? Department is indeed a high-performing organization and serves with integrity. For now, we still believe there's integrity until somebody tells us something that we don't know. And as the custodian and ambassador for South Africa's environment, that should be equipped. But I'm saying in the context of that, there was an admission of regression.
Chair, might be to alert, to allay fears, let me actually say, on all the different facets, the department is doing well. The problem is an accounting difference in classification of the costs which are actually incurred by expanded public works program. So if we could reflect back on what the DG said, the difference, the department retrogressed basically on an accounting interpretation.
On EPWP.
Correct. The transfers which are being transferred to expanded public works program
Auditor General wanted it to be classified in a different way, and the department classified it in a different way. And in so doing, they earned the arduous. You know, but on all the portfolios, they are really doing well.
I hear the explanation, which is again reiterating what we heard in committee, but I'm afraid I don't accept it. I realize there could be a difference of opinion on this, but it's not good enough for me.
The honourable despite, if he says he's not agreeing on the issue of high performing organisation, and he needs to tell us, because your audit cannot say that there is all this debate, you make your argument on the audit, but you look at how far has the department implemented some of the things that we can see, and then presented in the last meeting with them, the department did present. Officially, I felt that most of us, we did agree on what they were presenting. But if they were not high performing, we were supposed not to take or not to agree on what they were presenting.
Yes, yes, I'm great to say, despite that they want this view, but all the same, it's not saying we must not proceed. So I'm saying maybe let's not labor the point on this.
All I'm really concerned with, Mr. Chair, is that you note where I do have differences. And if I do not support the report, you'll know why.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and thank you for the welcome, and good afternoon, colleagues. Yeah, maybe, you know, the fact that it is a high-performing organization is not a view of the committee, a consensus view. But we can say the department maintains that it is indeed. So it's a departmental view rather than our view. Because this is what the department said, that it is a high. So the department maintains that it is indeed. We add the word maintains.
In fact, they have tried to demonstrate the most of the program.
Yes.
Audit theory by Auditor General. Let's continue the way we are continuing. Now, can we move to page 2? I don't need to ask you to find. Yeah, it's written in simple terms, but then move to 4, only 4, summarizing the programs. So it will be 4 small linkages between the departmental priorities of the NDP. There might be no much issue. Page 5. I'm looking at the hands of Peter, and I wrote down everybody in the room. If you're afraid I can bash him, you can as well say, no. So now we are on page 5. Eight. Nine. Check where I will look at so that I can go there. I said page 10.
But are we going back?
No, if she says so, I'm trying to check whether she can. Well, the comment was saying I'm running too fast. I accepted the comment. So, but I want to adjust now. So should I wait where I am? So we are on page 10. Not going back. Can I move? Page 11.
I'm not satisfied with the allocation, I think. Or I think that it's disproportionately allocated if you are looking at the other programs. For instance, you did mention that the budget has been cut. But this administration is sitting on
as a general program, this thing of the administration costing more.
Mm-hmm.
At times they can explain it. The department was here, they would say these are commitments that we will not apply applications to pay a certain business. It's page 13. Page 13. No, she's comparing that with the budget. To say the allocation for program work is so much, it's more than the other.
I think Jefferson, the department did explain why administration is high. Remember, they're looking at different issues, that the learnership, the human resource, and so forth. We don't think the treatment that they give, but they explain exactly why administration is more important. You cannot, you need human resource to do certain activities, and also you need they need to look at the learner internship. There's also other issues, like if you look at what they told us, they explain on program one from page 14. If you look at that, you see exactly why we have they have more budget. Because there's external audit also. There's different issues. There are
thank you, Honorable Chair. I agree that we have to note the concerns, but also we have just been saying that we were raising concerns even previous in the previous meeting about the audit outcomes. So for the department to focus on the administration so that they can improve the audit outcomes, I'm sure it works towards what we want to achieve of getting that them to a better audit outcome by the end of the financial year. Because that's what was presented, and also it was clear. I'm sure we need to just notice and continue.
Okay, I was going to say the customer is fighting. If you say compared to Ocean's economy, this administration is too much. Because at the end, we'll talk about Ocean's economy and the low budget allocated for it. So I'm saying we can note your concern and balance it with the issues that have been raised here, to say administration is more obligatory. When I say administration, I'm looking at everything that is a cost driver. So we can note both, because we would want them to look at their budget allocation.
I'm not sure that throwing more money at administration so that we can achieve the ends of better audit outcomes is the issue. I think it's getting more capable people. Not sure why we're throwing more money at this issue. We should be getting people that are qualified enough in management to ensure that they are being used under the correct line items, etc. Secondly, also, this is not, there's 160 million being spent on officers in Pretoria. And I'm not sure how this goes to the effective management of this department when we are self-acknowledging in this report that there are programs, dire programs that are needed in this country that are being cut. So we're spending 160 million on office space. I don't understand the logic.
I understand the root word of because like I'm saying, if you must help us here working, there's an obligation to pay. You must pay us, and you commit that money annually. I'm just making an example. With those people in Pretoria, they are like us here, sitting in this office, saying part of the cost of parliament would be to pay members. So no, that's not a further debate in this matter. It's enough. I think they can note that that was program one, page 14. Page 14, I'm not going to follow programs. I'm following pages. Page 14. It was mostly issues raised by members of the portfolio committee that I covered in here. So there is in March, page 15, where you start the program. So even here, mostly all the concerns have been captured of members after the presentation of the program. Both program 3 and 4. Page 16. Can we not delay it until we get to our findings and recommendations? We'll see if there are no recommendations or motions and comments. Okay.
Chair, just there on page 15. At least I perused the report up to the recommendations. I know that there is no way where it speaks about the suspension of the CEO. I think we must put it on record that this is a matter that we want to take on to finality. And we must close this meeting. The department has to deal with it as quickly as possible.
If you have noted that the issue of the
we highlighted it under air quality and climate change and sustainable development program. It's actually highlighted there, but what you are raising can actually come with the recommendation.
Yeah, no, I'm saying it's not there in the recommendation.
Okay.
So I think let's take it and put it in our recommendation.
For your support when you
time frame, we cannot say as soon as possible. We must see whether we give it 3 months for the proper procedures to be followed, or yeah, 3 months or how many, because we can't say as soon as possible because there are legal relations that must be followed.
Actually, the previous committee raised that issue with the department. And when it comes to the issues of disciplinary processes, I think within the South African Weather Service Act, it's actually a very protracted process, very frustrating. That issue was actually raised in the hot department. But I would like to check to see. We can actually ask, you know, the FNC where the process is right now. And then probably based on that, then the committee can make an informed decision to set a time for it.
Now, without wasting
time,
more time, we can, because I thought we were going to guide us to say a committee usually gives the department so much time 30 days, 3 months, whatever. But now, in the context of what you are saying, I think we can agree on a time frame so that we can monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Our time frame is just meant to help us to monitor.
Mm-hmm.
If it is 3 months, or
more than 3 months.
Okay. Yes, we are recommended.
Talking about, you remember the department wanted to bring down the number of air monitoring stations.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question that committee raised was on what basis. Then they actually said they want to reduce the number so that it would become a realistic number that they can live by. And I give an example here that in the first parliament, the same committee, Environmental Affairs Committee, went on oversight and we encountered a situation where there were about 31 air quality monitoring stations in the higher priority area. And the only 50...
That was one, an example.
Yeah, that's an example. So I give an example there to show that probably what they are proposing by bringing down the number, we should accept it in light of the fact that there was a time not so long ago, almost
okay.
All the...
I think
yeah.
You might pick it in the sense that you thought you are making a mistake by saying 2017.
No,
Now, this is an example.
Oh,
okay. That happened in
2017. Correct. Okay. But not a follow-up change. Because this was an example of 2017.
Yes.
But what is the current situation now? Because 2017 is outdated. This is 2019. What is the current situation now? On the monitoring station. So remember, in South Africa, we still have a problem of air pollution, ambient air pollution, coming from the industries, Sasol and so forth, all over around South Africa. And what is the current situation now? Because if you have used the 2017, this is what happened. And currently, did it assist or did it not assist?
It has actually assisted in the sense that we are saying. Let me highlight the problem. We are saying the previous portfolio committee on environmental affairs heard during one of its oversight visits to Gauteng, Mpumalanga provinces that of the 145 national monitoring stations, only 50% in 2017. So if we are actually talking about we have moved to 110, then I think we have to accept that if they can say, no, we can vote for this 110, then we can accept that we are going somewhere else, rather than them telling us that we would have 110 functional air quality monitoring stations when the country votes for it with their own money.
So in other words, I don't want us to disagree on this point. If we want to insist as a committee that despite this finding by the previous committee that despite the huge number, what was functional was this few. Now they are coming to us with few. If we don't accept that as a committee, you can say so. I'm trying to say there's no disagreement. You can say despite what was found in Mpumalanga, we want to insist you can't go down. Or despite, not despite, because of that information, then we accept what you are proposing as realistic. I think that's the choice that we can make as a committee. So it's not a matter of us disagreeing about that exercise in Mpumalanga. It was meant to draw some lessons. Well, if those lessons say nothing to us, we can insist that we don't want to see you going down in establishing this thing. I think basically that's what we need to. But of course, like I'm saying, we are not, we are all doing oversight. If the department says to us, they'll build 60, we'll monitor them on that 60. Otherwise, anything else we say would be a recommendation. But I'm trying to say we can't disagree on that. Honorable Miko, go ahead.
Yes, Honorable Chairperson. I think we in the previous discussion we noted all those things, but we also said that we do need a comprehensive presentation on this issue of air quality.
Correct.
And that's what we need so that we can then make an informed decision from there, because there's a lot that is going on there. For instance, because they're also working with municipalities. In some municipalities where you have those monitoring stations, they'll tell you that the system, the national system, the department's national its system is unable to connect or to reach if the data is not accessible. So if the data is within the range, it's not ready. So you might end up saying, so within the time, let's get an information on each and every monitoring station and on the air quality process as a whole. And
I think that can be noted for if you have to say, for us to make an informed decision, we want a comprehensive noted. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Just on that, just to expand, I think in the recommendations, there is a recommendation here that the department should make a detailed presentation, as Mankuwan has said, on the state of air quality in the next quarter, but we could add that and present a report on the efficacy of monitoring stations.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be a specific instruction to that.
Okay. I'm now back on page 17. Welcome.
My apologies. On the authority that I actually made
it today. Can we skip 17 and move to 18? Swear where it starts with a community observation. What are the things like that? That's 20.
Mr. Chair, we're talking on page 20, once again, second bullet, I think is overly optimistic. Third, fourth bullet point about the, sorry, fifth bullet point.
Fifth
bullet the 2% total of employment of people living with disabilities, which the committee felt should be increased as the department has repeatedly met this target. Again, I'm not sure that that's necessarily correct, but the committee all feels that we should increase this. I think it's great that they met the target and exceeded it, they said. So I don't necessarily think we should now extend the target. I'm not sure how that target's drawn up. Maybe you need to get some enlightenment?
Where is this?
This is bullet point 5.
Bullet point 5. Yes, I think we might not fight about this question. Because they said it has not come to their attention that there is need to move up from 2%. I suggest the committee, I raise the issue. Because I've been sitting in forums where there are people with disabilities who have been lobbying and doing all sorts of things. They said this is the way it should be communicated to them. So far, it has not been communicated. Can we amend that?
Now, Chair, I was thinking that instead of saying, as the department has refused to meet this target, we can just remove that. Whereby it ends with the committee also noting the 2% target, which the committee felt should be increased. We just
yes, no, it's fine. As long as you understand that we are not having any findings. Okay, page 20. That bell is ringing for some of us. This is the priority. Page 21. We study what recommendations. If there's anything, it is our recommendation, okay?
The first bullet point about increasing funding by 1%. I'm not entirely sure about that. I'm not sure how they reached this figure. And I think that does need to have some scrutiny before we can just adopt them.
What is the concept?
Bullet point one, the increase in funding is suggested at 1%. I just don't know how they've reached this percentage figure. And I think that we will need to interrogate the mandate of the department to see how much exactly we do need if we're going to implement this mandate. And I just don't know how this 1% was arrived at.
So at the beginning of the document, there was some comparative studies already done to see how other OECD countries compared the allocation of budgets for environmental affairs and those other countries. They said to us, we were 0.4. Now, the suggestion is to say that this is at 1%. We recommend it. We are not going to do that, but relatively speaking, if you look at that comparative study, you'll see why this recommendation for 1%.
So, Chair, what page is it?
7.
Yeah.
1.3%.
Yeah, it's page 7. I think I've got it.
Mr. Chair, I still feel it's a bit arbitrary. I'd much prefer to see, rather than we recommend a figure, just say, make a general point about an increase, rather than just say, give us as much money as we know what it's going to be spent on. So I'd be happier if we could make a general point.
Maybe if you read that part, then you'll be able to...
I have not done so, sir. But I still don't think you just ask for money and then decide how to spend it. Rather, you do it the other way around. You say we need X much for this program, X much for this program, and then go back. So I think if we make a general point about there does need to be more money. But actually setting a figure on it, I find problematic.
Can I try to help you here? You know, there is a global trend, you know, that we also have to become acutely aware of. And then South Africa's reputation on the international arena is actually considered as a country that does very best in terms of environmental governance. So now, when you compare a country that's like Costa Rica, Mexico, those are not even in the league where South Africa is. What they are finding environmental protection far above that which South Africa, you know, actually funds. So globally, people are actually urging for the environmental funding to be pushed above at least 1% of the overall spending that government actually commits. And it must actually be prioritized, because the issue that we have in the country is nothing is increasing, but everything is increasing, but environment is going down. Whether we talk about protected areas, whatever the air quality, everything is increasing and the environment is different. So, what
the title? Okay. You want to follow up?
Okay. It's still an arbitrary figure, Mr. Chair. It may be that we actually need more than 1%.
Correct.
But we should look first at what we need.
How much we need.
Rather than just say an arbitrary number should be thrown out.
I don't want that to argue. Because I can say based on the scientific research in terms of how countries are funded, we are lobbying.
Yeah.
By the way, there's nothing that says we get that 1%. We are lobbying out of the budget of the whole country that environment must get accepted at least 1%. Now, I can hear you say you must not ask for money when you don't know what it is going to do. And I'm sure when we are asking physically now for money, would be able to outline what it is going to do. So there's nothing that guarantees us 1%. We are lobbying. We are recommending as a committee. I think let's accept we hear you. But like I'm saying, we must continue to lobby for the environment. Basically, where?
The APCs and the budget of the four APCs must be presented to the committee during the recommendation for the four APCs.
As you said, yes. I think there's nobody to say a problem in that. Any other issue? Okay.
Chair, the very final paragraph of the report recommends the budget be supported. Our practice in the Democratic Alliance is that we don't take those kind of decisions without a mandate from our caucus. so we will not be supporting it.
The honourable member, at last to let, I don't think we're getting you the alcohol. At the last bullet, that says the department is encouraged to look at the scope of environmental health practitioners in order to reduce the backlog of the community health services. Environmental health practitioners can create employment for them. It has been called environmental health. So it might not be.
Can we explain to Honorable Chair? Remember, we lobbied the department to say this environmental health practitioners, they can be utilized as EMI, environmental management inspector, for climate change and so forth. Hence, they agreed to say they will look at the scope of practice and they will see to it that they correct the backlog. Because environmental health practitioners, they are not only for the Department of Health, they cut across all the programs. So because
you also believe that they cut across,
we
can say in consultation with the Department of Health.
We just wanted to test it so that we don't say something that everybody is shocked. So we say in consultation,
the best way of doing it is this should have been noted by committee as what it must do with the portfolio committee on health. Then you agree in driving this agenda through Parliament so that they can actually run with it. My concern is environmental health practitioners, we can agree here, but when this report goes for ATC, it will be picked out that we are recommending things on a certain portfolio that does not fall within our purview. And if that is detected, we might struggle to ATC this report for diverting the House to yourself. To be safe, I think let us remain within the ATCs that have been presented to us and the budget that those ATCs are accepted to attend.
Yes.
Thank you, Albert. No, I have a different view. Nothing stops us in the recommendation saying that we must not consult with another department or another portfolio committee. All we are saying that we should consult with them. We are not instructing them or directing them. And we're not interfering with their mandate. But it is something that we have to do together.
So we have been through that. The work we must consult
Can we say that let us agree tentatively that we include it there? Because what we are saying is, you remember, I think Chilepa would concur, we were making a recommendation pertaining to South African where the service board. And we are not supposed to recommend things that pertain to the board because we never appoint the board. The board never reports to this committee. Firstly, it reports to the minister. The minister appoints it. So our recommendation shouldn't actually go directly to it. It actually had a report that we were processing about this time, you know, for a very long time, unnecessary. So I wouldn't like that to be the case. But we can include your terminology. If it runs a snag, then let that be understood.
I don't want us to argue this.
No, we are not arguing, Chairperson.
No. What I'm trying to say, let's maintain what we agreed to do.
Yes.
That you write there that we will do this in consultation, we are suggesting that we engage that other community of health where these people work so that they can be used across. That is what is called integration, cooperation.
Can I just say something, Honorable? Please allow me. You know, I'm an EHP by profession, but I'm a waste management specialist now. So on the scope of practice, hence during the day for the department presentation, I requested that they should look at the scope of practice. One of the functions there is waste management. So if you are saying they are not part of this, they are. You find them in many departments. They can work as waste management officers. They can work as on agriculture also, as environmental management officers. They can work as OHS officers. So their scope is broad. Maybe you don't know their scope. Hence, we said to the department, look at the scope and see how you can use them. Most of the, in the Department of Environmental Affairs, you look at the qualification, the basic qualifications, they are EHPs by profession. So they cut across, even municipalities, they are there, COPTA, they are there, different departments, so let's not block it. And I mean, it us as the committee that must recommend. Thank you.
Check. Just quickly for me. Honorable Mbata is indirectly sabotaging our views because we do not have this particular profession. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair. No, but I just actually proceed with Honorable Mbata that resolution or that recommendation should not be necessarily cut down to the Department of Health. For instance, at the level of municipalities, there's COCTA there, and there are municipalities that have environmental health practitioners. Now we should rather say, in consultation with other departments, or maybe if we were to mention them, we should rather say health and COCTA.
I think that's
right.
Okay.
In all other departments, because municipalities cannot take the capacity of the EHP. Hence, it was said that they need to look at other departments that can...
Now, let's say in consultation, we can be specific and say health, well, that's where we started. Mm-hmm. Then we go to others, etc. That etc. is meant to say when you're not sure how far you can go. I think that was actually the last point.
From my experience, it's always good to have a catch-all line on time frames for implementation of these recommendations. Now, I know some of them say by this quarter, by that quarter, but it doesn't refer to all. So maybe a general statement that the department must provide a feedback on the implementation of the recommendations by the end of October or whenever. So you can hold them to it. Otherwise, it just becomes things that we say, we're encouraging you, and let's hold them to a particular time frame to come back and say, this is the progress we've made on this item.
Yes, of course, they generally report to us quarterly. Is that the arrangement?
The department? Yeah, we have continuous engagement. Every quarterly report.
Then let's hold them.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I move that we adopt the report with amendments.
I second the move with amendments.
The same thing to you, Mr. Chair. Although I think that we've got some good amendments in here, it's not enough for us, so we have to be objecting to the report.
We're objecting to the report.
We're
objecting to
the report.
So it's not going to be unanimous. That's what I'll say.
So the book is very accepted.
Well, you can adopt. We are adopting.
Well, honourable members, let's again thank you very much for your time. And I hope